Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to episode 130 for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. Good morning, Amber Glow, right out of the gate with a gold medal finish. Good job, Amber. Good to see you, dear. Let me start some music. You know, this is kind of fun. Those of you on the live stream, you can see that I'm back in Studio A. Back in Studio A. Isn't this something? It's funny. I said it before. Once I opened up Studio B, you know, I talked about everything in Studio B is kind of the mirror image. It's the opposite of where everything is located in Studio A. It's kind of interesting. After a while, my brain has clearly... has clearly normalized to Studio B now, and now Studio A feels a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit weird. It's like, where is everything? As a matter of fact, it's funny. When I plug in my earphones, you know, sometimes just to get a level and whatever, I'll play one of the sound effects. I couldn't hear any sound effects. I'm like, what's going on? I was just out of sorts. It is what it is. But surely I spent enough time in this seat, right, doing this show, that I fully expect that it's going to be like riding a bike any minute now. It's good to see all you wonderful pepperonis filing in. Of course, as we know, you know, someone mentioned here already that Amber Glow grabbed Georgie Girl's spot, right? She's really the Team Penske of the pepperoni. She's almost always in the gold medal position. Of course, Georgie Girl is recuperating in the hospital from some procedures. We love her. We miss her. We hope she's doing well. Just for old time's sake, etc., etc., let's say good morning to Georgie Girl.
Just a small town.
We miss our Georgie. We miss our Georgie. I actually got to talk to her very briefly yesterday, and that was great. And look what I have. You Spotify listeners, you know, you got to get on this Reddit live stream because it's video. And there's commenting in the chat and everything. And so I'm holding up good old Dunkin' Donuts. It turns out, you know, this is my Studio A routine. I used to drink Dunkin' on the show all the time. Then I got one of those Keurigs, which I love. I kind of hated the idea because, you know, I did run the math, and for the amount of coffee that you're putting into the machine, it's kind of highway robbery. But you can't beat the ease of use from those Keurig things. Whoever developed that is a total genius. I mean, you can have coffee in moments. There's nothing to do. It's tremendous. So I love it. I'm a big fan. But today, back to Dunkin'. You know, when I would go to here to Studio A every day, I had my choice of two Dunkin' Donuts. And it's amazing. These different places have different personalities. The staff, right? And so the two Dunkin' Donuts within reach of Studio A, within the orbit of Studio A, one is extremely well run and the other one is a complete shit show. I went to the shit show one, and you know, they open at 5. I rolled in at 5:15, and that one, I mean, I'm going to say an eighth of the time, they're just not open. No one's there yet. So I got lucky this morning, and they were open, they were doing their job, and so I'm back to my Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Very nostalgic morning today. Hey, I wanted to share with you guys something funny that's kind of happened, and I can't believe that I did not foresee this. I can't believe it. But when I tell you, you're all going to say, yeah, no duh, obviously. Okay, so what's happened in the neighborhood is Lucenzo, my audio guy, 10 years old. He has really made me neighborhood famous. He has spilled the beans to all the neighborhood kids. And I mean, so there's a buzz around the neighborhood. I did not see this coming. And this is not really something that I wanted. There's one lady in the neighborhood who did somehow figure out what I'm doing, which I hate. But I mean, all the kids want to know. And it's so funny, little Lucenzo, you know, he doesn't have the perspective. I mean, he's 10 years old, right? So he doesn't totally understand what he's involved with, but he's pretty sure I'm famous. And he's telling all his friends, Mr. Tony is famous. And I mean, so kids are starting to approach me now when I see kids in the neighborhood. Hey, Mr. Tony, hey, I hear you're on TV. What's your show? Where can I find it? So, I mean, the cat's out of the bag. This is going to be interesting. Am I going to be run out of my neighborhood because of my alleged, for entertainment purposes, background? I hope not. I hope I've built up enough. I have enough of a history, right, with these people. Some of these people are dear friends. Maybe it will not spread to the adults. Obviously it will. They're going to notice all these kids talking about I'm a rock star. Holy hell, what am I going to do? I don't know. Interesting. Let's get the, especially since we're in Studio A, we're going old school. Let's be really nice and tidy with the disclaimer. Everybody, everything I say is for entertainment purposes only, okay? I'm just a crazy person on the internet. Don't believe a single word I say. Life is going to work better for you, me, them, everybody. Everybody, if you just please actually turn it off right now. Just turn it off. No, just kidding. Please don't go. Also, if you're listening via the podcast, bless you. Thank you. You're in iTunes, you're in Stitcher, whatever. I'm live streaming on Reddit right now. That's what you're listening to. And you're going to hear me interact with my dear friends on the internet here just in a second. We call them Tony's Pepperonis. The lovely, the beautiful Chief Fafa gave us that name. She is in the live stream right now as we speak. I always got to do the podium finish. We already talked about Amberglow is in the gold medal position. She's lovely. She's down in Texas. She can make you some Tex-Mex, and she can cross-stitch you, apparently, a circular piece of meat if you would like that. That's what I've heard. Jeffrey, the vet author, is in the house. Good morning, Jeff. Let me get back to the podium finish. In the silver medal position is the aforementioned. She's witty, she's lovely, she's super fun. Just brimming with spirit is our dear Chief Afa. Good morning, Chief Afa.
I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Now in the bronze medal position, and this is funny, this is interesting, because I need to do a little splaining, okay? In the bronze medal position is just crucial. VIP Pepperoni, the Chicago Tank. Now, Tank, I got to tell you. Now, one of the things I did, Studio A, Studio B, because I wanted to do no transporting of any sort of equipment. Nothing. So all the equipment in Studio B is a replica of all the equipment in Studio A. Tank sound effect does not exist in the Studio A soundboard yet. This is a major oversight. I actually didn't expect to be doing the show from here this morning. So Tank, no Motorhead this morning for Tank. I feel horrible. But Tank, nonetheless, really good podium finish. Good to see you. Our dear Robo Kitty is in the fourth place. Let's go ahead and play Robo Sound. Good morning, Robo Kitty. It's a very, seems to be a very lively comment section this morning. I'd love to hear any ideas. I think it seems like the cat's out of the bag now with My Secret Life, right? The neighborhood is probably, they probably already know because it's been now about a week spaced out here and there. I've had interactions with kids in the neighborhood. No one said, hey, can I have an autograph yet? But they're starting to treat me a little different. They're a little extra fascinated with me. Chief Alpha says, I feel like I'm at a conference. Is that because it's such an active live stream, dear? Comment section? This is great. Boy, everything and everyone is whizzing by. Oh, thank you, Tank. Tank says the newsletter was good and motivating. Thank you. Chief Alpha says your newsletter has your adrenaline up. You hit the ground running today. Yeah, that was really fun. That was, and I thank you, everyone. People sent me nice comments throughout the day yesterday. That was super fun. And as a matter of fact, even though I'm in a mirror image, if anyone doesn't know what I'm not going to talk about it much, but I'll just put a graphic up here. If anyone wants to know what in the world are people talking about, the Big Diesel has a newsletter now. Let's see if this is, yeah. So if you want to check it out, go to tonyvito.substack.com and you can read there's an issue that was launched yesterday. And you can check it out. It's going to be, our Chicago Tony V show is the place where we all get nuts, right? We're goofy, we're fun, we love each other. My newsletter is going to be a little more serious because I'm trying to, through the newsletter, I'm going to try and prepare people just to kind of have a backup plan and to be able to transact in the world and care for themselves and their family through like a plan B entrepreneurship. I was thinking about it yesterday. I really think that I think this side hustle thing now is, I would encourage anyone to kind of start side hustle. I was, by the way, Chief Alpha, I can't tell you how excited and proud I am to have heard yesterday that you have a go bag going now. I have a go ambulance. It's actually, I'm really starting to stress out about, if I do need to go live with the chickens for a while, the chickens and the rabbits, and I've really started to think about, almost like an IndyCar team, I'm going to have to practice, okay, how long does it take me to get packed up, get the hell out of Dodge? How long does it take me? How long am I going to need? I don't know. Boy, what a comment section. Oh, Chief Alpha says, Tony, I watched Altucher's video that you posted within your newsletter. Interestingly erudite guy that apparently goes to Yak's hairdresser. Excuse me, barber. Yes, my bug out bag is all because of you. I'm so proud of that, Chief Alpha, and that is so funny. This James Altucher fellow that I did mention in the newsletter, and I posted one of his videos, I do find him absolutely fascinating. He's an interesting guy because, in the internet space, he is encouraging people to be entrepreneurial, which I think is great. Now, one of the interesting things he does, he talks very, very freely about his mistakes, right? He has gone totally bust, he's gone from millionaire to zero like three times, and he talks about it. I do find him fascinating. He seems like a really sweet guy too. If you get on his YouTube channel, he is a chess fanatic. He's actually a a grandmaster chess player. Like I think he's officially, he has some sort of ranking. He's very, very good. But just to watch him on YouTube talk about chess and how he thinks about it, it's really fascinating. He's clearly a super strong guy. Robo says, so what's the agenda today, Tony? I feel like you're very busy and you have something going on. A lot of energy in the room. Yeah, I am busy. Today is a busy day. First of all, that's a good reminder because I hate to say it. You guys know I hate doing this. I probably need to peel away about 10 minutes early, which I hate. But if someone would be nice enough to mention this to me, I would really appreciate it. Today's going to be a busy day. I am, my driver's license is expired. I'm breaking the law. So I need to get that. I need to get that updated. Now I need to do it today because I'm doing some banking things later this morning. Very, very important meeting with my banker. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to need to have legit documentation. So there's that. Let's see. What am I doing after that? I'm probably going to have lunch with a buddy. And other than that, I'm going to be working on next week's newsletter. I've created work for myself, which I love to do. It's fine. I mean, it's good for me to use my mind. I'd rather do that than sit around and, play golf. And I mean, like yesterday I hung out at the pool all afternoon. That's really pathetic. I'm too young to be doing that, right? On a Monday. But that's what I did. So I am kind of excited. I think this newsletter is going to make me more honest. But I'm going to be, today is going to be a hectic day because I will be, I'm just doing further preparing. I hate to be a downer, but I'm getting a little nervous. 2 days of work, then Tank goes to Hawaii. Tank, that's awesome. I've never been to Hawaii. I've always wanted to go. Fabulous. You will be missed, my friend. You'll be missed. Now, Robo, this idea, it's interesting that I guess I'm amped up today. Don't you wonder if some of it is, now Studio A is at the office. I've had to get up and move around and drive and all this stuff. Maybe I naturally have more energy. Now, Studio B, I get to roll out of bed. And I mean, just kind of waltz over to the studio. Maybe that's what it is. Do I generally have lower energy in Studio B? That would be interesting. Interesting to know. Tank, this is your third time this year to Hawaii. That is tremendous. Chief Alpha says, sometimes when we are hanging out at the pool, we are working our brains creatively. Yes, I worked my brain at the pool yesterday. I was sitting there thinking, like, okay, what could I say to that lady over there to get her to let me take her to dinner? Stuff like that. But I also read a book. I'm still reading my Ben Franklin book, which I do this skipping around of books. I put down Ben Franklin. Well, heck, I'm reading Jeff Woodward's Last of the Glowworms. What else am I reading? Well, I mean, Ben Franklin. I read the... Now I started and finished this how to profit in the coming downturn book that I talked about the other day. So I'm all across the board, but it's interesting going back to Ben Franklin, which I did yesterday at the pool. His writing style is so different because he was, you know, living around the time of Jesus. They just talked differently back then, right? So it took me a while to get back into it. Plus, I was distracted again because I was really naturally, just my brain was scheming about how do I overcome, you know, being old and fat and short. I was like a wolf hanging around near a flock of sheep, but an old and decrepit wolf. You know what I mean? I don't know. Tank has a house in Hawaii. Holy cow, that's tremendous. Tremendous. Now I have a connection. Oh my gosh, that is fabulous. Fabulous. Let me get this Substack link. So anyone wants to get the newsletter, there's a link. TonyVito.substack.com. And I'm going to change it back now. Let's see. How do I do that? Not that one. I want that one. Okay. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Tank, that's so cool. You have a house in Hawaii. That's so impressive. That's really great. Which island are you guys on? Tank says, I learned a valuable lesson with Elvira yesterday. With the sunroof, you need to slide the inner piece when you park because it was 135 in the truck yesterday when I left work. Man, yesterday was hot, wasn't it? Holy cow. I was reading my book, right? And I said to myself, all right, I don't really feel like jumping in the pool. I just want to sit here and read. But I ended up jumping in the pool like three times. I was overheating. Very hot day yesterday. In the 90s, around here in Poughkeepsie yesterday. Tank says, everyone asked me how much the man cave costs, and I said I bought a house in Hawaii and moved the bride out there, so the Chicago house is the man cave. And he's in Oahu. That is magnificent, Tank. You're a smart dude. Oh, the someday we'll get Jeffrey, the vet author. We'll scoop up all the Chicago pepperonis and we got to have a beer somewhere. That's what we got to do. I'll invite my brothers along too. My little brother is a regular listener to the show, which is kind of fun. So, I wanted to mention too, I noticed I got to bend over to look at it. Bend over. I got a twist, I should say. There's a thing in Twitter. I have Twitter up over my shoulder, and I just noticed they're pushing this. There's a tweet, a viral video of Tom Brady playing catch with a throwing machine isn't real, according to journalists and fact checkers. I'm going to read it again. A viral video of Tom Brady playing catch with a throwing machine isn't real, according to journalists and fact checkers. Why are we fact checking freaking videos of Tom Brady playing catch? Is this a big necessity now? What the hell? Fact checkers. Is this providing some sort of service? Do we really... You know, we've been steeped in viral videos for decades now, feels like. Do we need fact checkers now for the silly ones? Yeah, it's real. Just so you know, just in case you were wondering. Are people getting paid to do this shit? Or is this AI? Either way, I think it's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Amber says it was 99. Down in Texas yesterday, plus humidity was hellish. Holy camoly. I had a funny story I heard yesterday. I know a guy that was down in, I guess it wasn't Texas. It was somewhere in Colorado, but kind of the same sort of ish neighborhood, right? That part of the country. And, he happens to speak Spanish, and he was in this little town in a Mexican restaurant, and they had all sorts of artwork inside in this restaurant with Spanish writing. And this thing, he's looking at it, and it's very openly talking about, we're going to reoccupy, we're going to take back the land that was taken from us, you know, in the whatever the war, Spanish-American War or War of 1812, whatever the hell, you know, we took Texas and California, I guess, from Mexico. But it was just really funny how open it was. The guy just kind of got a chuckle, and he thought to himself, you know, 99% of the gringos that sit here and eat, they have no idea, you know, the very aggressive propaganda that they're surrounded by, whatever. So Tank says, back to this fact-checking. Tank says, it's because everyone believes everything they see on the interweb. Yeah. But it's like, where do you draw the line? What happens when what if the fact checkers have an agenda? Right? Because they're human beings. And because they're being funded by someone somewhere. Where does it stop? At the end of the day, it's really looking to me like people are unfortunately going to need to be able to learn to think for themselves, right? It's just the way it is. Are they fact-checking Tom Brady viral videos to get us used to this idea of fact-checking? By the way, I'm on a soapbox. Have you guys heard of this? They're going to start doing fact-checking on texts now. Have you heard this? Is there anyone that thinks this is a good idea? Anyone in our audience, I should say. Tank says the common sense factor has left the normal thought process. Yeah, kind of feels like that. I don't know. Unbelievable. All right, so. Yeah, good luck, Amber, learning where Chief Afa lives. She's like me. Secretive. She's been told she's a bit of a slippery eel. She would never say that herself, but she's been told. Let's get to the mailbag and see what's going on. All right. See, again, this is flipped for me. I'm looking to my left. I'm used to Studio B. Okay. All right, everyone. Buckle up. First letter. Dear Chicago Tony, what is in your refrigerator right now? I ask because I think this gives us a window into the character of a person. This is from Sid from Long Island. I kind of can't believe that I correctly read the name Sid. That's C-I-D. That's Sid, right? Or is Sid normally S-I-D? I assume it's Sid. What's in my refrigerator? That's a very interesting question. Let me think about it. Well, I can tell you I'm totally out of seltzer water. I normally keep at least a case of seltzer water in my refrigerator. Now, let me think. I'm going to go beverages first. There is either a 6-pack or a 12-pack of Coors Light beer that has been in there for months. It's funny. Every once in a while when I actually notice the beer in my refrigerator, I get to relearn I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, that's going to sit there forever. It just never sounds good to me. It's only for, you know, if someone's over, let's grab a beer, whatever. Let's see. I have eggs. I just ran out of bacon. I got to go to the butcher shop. I have cabbage. I've got some hummus. Sid, what are you learning about my personality hearing me describe my refrigerator? I would love to know. Please follow up. Send me an email. By the way, anyone that wants to send a letter into the show, Chicago, Tony, V, like, Verde, at gmail.com. Let's see, what else do I have in my fridge? Got a little cheese in there. The fridge is pretty bare. Now, up in the freezer, I have a bunch of deer meat, beef, some frozen corn. What are you learning, Sid? Have I just bared my soul somehow? This is interesting. Is there anything I'm missing? Oh, yeah, drinks. Did I say orange juice? I have orange juice, apple juice. That's mostly for especially the apple juice. That's for when Lucenzo's over working my audio board. Kids don't drink water, right? That, God forbid. I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else. Carrots. I have carrots in my fridge. I don't know. Pretty boring. Tank says jardinera, eggs, lemonade, butter, and beer. What more could a guy want? That sounds fabulous. By the way, yes, Chief Fafa says secret sauce. By the way, I think I am changing the name of the newsletter. I hate it. Now I have to figure out how easy is that to do on Substack. It's going to be the secret sauce. That's just way more fitting. Rolls off the tongue. Zombies to Entrepreneurs does not roll off the tongue. Kind of silly. So whatever. We'll see how that is. So I'm going to have to do a mea culpa on the next newsletter. In Tank's freezer is meats, beer glasses, metal bullet ice cubes, and dog ice cream. Very nice. And lemons for the dishwasher. Well done. All right, next letter. Let's see. Dear Tony, there was a listener yesterday for whom English was not her first language and who commented that your voice was beautiful to listen to. Do you get the idea she was listening to you for some sort of practice at perfecting English? I wonder if that's a common thing. Wouldn't it be interesting if you became some sort of international gold standard for proper English? This is from Hal K. Yeah, I do remember that. Did I ask that person where they're from? I can't remember. But yes, there was a person in the comment section said my voice was lovely to listen to and English is not his or her first language. And I actually, that's happened a couple of times in the history of the show that I've had this exact same type of interaction. Someone non-speaking liked to listen to my voice. Now, farewell, Chief Fafa. Have a great day, dear. Stay cool. Yeah, that's happened a couple of times. And it's always kind of interesting to me. And what I worry about is, am I really the best example of proper English? I'm not sure. I'm told from time to time, you know, people can still hear my Chicago accent, whatever. I have a little bit of a potty mouth, which I hate. I wish I didn't have that, but I do. That's what it is. Takes is people who listen to my voice usually tell me to shut up. Somehow I don't believe that. But I think the traditional way foreigners learn English is to watch the news, right? Isn't that a very common thing? So they all try to talk like Ted Koppel. That probably just showed my age. That comment just showed my age. I wonder if, is Robo Kitty still in thing? Robo, are you working today? What's your world look like? I kind of bet she's working because I don't see many comments. All right, next letter. Dear Tony, congrats on launching your newsletter. Well, thank you. I much enjoyed it. Two questions. How often do you plan to publish? And can you give us a glimpse on any topics you have in the pipeline? I'm looking forward to learning more about you through your writing. Keep it up. This is from Jenny P. Thank you, Jenny. Very nice. Okay, Robo's still in here. Very nice to hear from you, Jenny. Thank you for the kind words. I'm a go big or go home kind of guy. I don't know if you guys can tell. And it's usually a curse. I have really quite the history of biting off more than I could chew. As a matter of fact, this show, the Chicago Tony V show, a lot of the time I was doing this, I just saw it as an experiment because I was thinking, I don't know if I can actually maintain this. It turns out, apparently I can. Show 130 now. And so I originally thought I'm going to do 2 issues a week, like a Monday and a Thursday. But I very quickly have realized that's probably not. And I've been studying other newsletter writers, and I've found some really successful ones once a week. I'm going to do once a week. Now, what will ultimately be I'm going to try and be very regular with it, like I am with this show, but I haven't totally decided exactly what day is going to be the launch day. I launched, obviously, the first issue was on a Monday. I might sort of switch to Tuesday. I don't know why. But I'm going to do one a week. And in terms of ideas coming up, one of the things I'm working on now is I think there are a lot of people that want to kind of switch over to working for themselves who are there. There's all sorts of kind of internet businesses, right? And that people have become fascinated with, and one of them is YouTubers, becoming a YouTuber, right? And I had this kind of idea of sort of doing comparing 2 YouTubers that I know that are making a living on YouTube, but I actually see there one of the guys, he's making a living, but I think he's doomed. I think it's this horrible way to do YouTube. Now he could come right back and say, well, but I'm making money, which he is. There's another guy, Evil Genius. This dude is making so much money and getting so far ahead by some clever things he's doing. So I'm thinking of like doing a steel cage death match, this YouTuber versus this YouTuber, and kind of getting into why they're both making money. Why do I think this guy is onto it and this other guy is doomed? That's an idea. I also want to get into, I want to talk about, because I've been open by this point, that I think we're facing a very big downturn in tough times. I think that lends itself to certain business opportunities that are going to come up. You know, my entrepreneurial brain, I can't shut it off and not see these things. Now, I'm too old and fat to do anything about it, so it's not like I'm going to be doing this stuff. But I'm going to, whatever, share these ideas. Robo is in here. She says, I just slept 11 hours after not sleeping 2 nights in a row, so I'm drinking coffee and waking up. That sounds glorious. By the way, I had, you know what I did again? I'm convinced now. I've done all the experimenting I need to do. Because I was lazy and hungry last night, I dipped into my zombie apocalypse stash once again, had another can of Campbell's soup, and once again, it knocked me out. It's like a time machine. It's one of those, it's like going under an anesthetic. Is it anesthetic? It's like whatever those, you know, when you go in for surgery, you know how you lose time? You're asleep and you lose time. You're just totally gone. Campbell's soup does that to me. But that sounds glorious, Robo. Good for you that you got a lot of sleep. Tank says weekly is good. You don't want to oversaturate. Tuesday is good. Do it over the weekend, then fresh eye it Monday. Dude, you're a smart dude, Tank. If you ever want to be on the board of directors, just let me know. You're shoe in. Hilarious. Okay, let's see. Let's get another letter going here. Hey, Tony, I'm in... Oh, wait. We read this yesterday. Did I read this yesterday? Hey, Tony, I'm in New York City, and I feel like I'm done with this place. I got to get out of here. Where would you go? We read this yesterday, right? Money penny's slipping. Will someone correct me if we didn't read this yesterday? Where would you go? He's got to get out. I'm sure we did because I remember thinking this guy, maybe this guy lives near RoboKitty. Okay, this is fascinating. This next, okay, Tank says, yes, I did read it. Okay, I apologize. Moneypenny let one slip past the goalie there. Now, how about this letter? This is interesting. Now, this is a few days old because I'm backlogged. Dear Chicago Tony, you suggested today that someone try newsletter writing as a career. So this is several days ago. I just wanted to share that there's a great service called Substack that allows you to publish a newsletter and collect subscription fees if you wish. It is literally no cost other than your time to get it going. I've been using the service for about 6 months now. It hasn't become a full-time career yet, but it is a very steady stream of supplemental income already. If I continue on that same trajectory in terms of subscribers, I predict I will be a full-time writer in about a year. Hope this helps anyone who needs to hear it. This is from Glenn D. Yeah, what are the chances? I'm on Substack. I should have read your letter the day after you sent it. It's been floating down to the pack. Tank says, if board of directors pays more than security, sign me up. I love it. Oh, Robo, there's a guy that wrote a letter yesterday. He wants to get out of New York City and move somewhere else. Oh, Tank already did it for me. Thank you, Tank. All right, blazing through the mailbag. We're making some progress. Let's see. This one feels familiar. Tell me if I read, what is happening? Have I read this already, or have I been doing this so long that I'm starting to see the same questions over and over? All right, here's the letter. Tony, I've noticed over time that you now and then attract very odd characters in the comments section of your live stream. Do you think they're trying to throw you off balance with crazy and or hurtful remarks? What do you think their motivation is? I must say you seem to handle it effortlessly. Bravo. Candy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Why does that feel so familiar? I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Yes, this is a repeat one too, says Tank. Holy cow. Holy cow. I wonder, that's like never happened. Two repeat letters in a day? What is going on? I'm going to have to talk to my, I wonder, trying to think, has anyone, sometimes the money pennies pass the baton on stuff for me, right? I'm sick of doing this. You do it for a while. I wonder if maybe someone handed over. Let's see. Here's another letter, but let's see if I've read this too. I think I've read it. I'm not even going to read it. What is happening? Did I do something wrong? I don't know. I think I read this one too. Who is Tony? Says Simps to our RPAN streamers. I'm just another bozo on the bus, my friend. Welcome to the show. Good to see you. Who are you? Maybe that's the better question. Who are you? What are you all about? I'm a guy. Thank you, Amber. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. I'm a guy who, I get on Reddit every morning, sip coffee, and talk to my friends. I do it every day, Monday through Friday. Isn't that weird? Isn't that something? I don't know. Oh, you know, Tank brings up Tank, I noticed your comment earlier about putting floaties on the Bambalance so I can get to Hawaii if need be. You know, one of the things I want to do, this would be so cool, and I'm crazy enough to do it. There are these, there's this company that makes like really nice inflatable rafts. Like from what I understand, like kind of military grade, like very, very, very durable inflatable rafts. It's a company called Sea Eagle. Sea Eagle. I'm just so crazy. I might put one of those suckers, tuck it away in my Bambalance. That would be, okay, so, all right, bear with me. Let's go through the Amphibulance, I love it. Let's go through the thought exercise, right? The sky is falling, the infrastructure has crumbled. Maybe let's say the dollar collapses. We're the Weimar Republic. We're all walking around with wheelbarrows full of cash to go buy a loaf of bread. All right. Now, I would argue that if I was getting too much competition grubbing for roots and berries, right, around with all the other people, if I had something that I could fire up and just go fishing, that could help me survive a little bit longer than everyone else. Tony has a hot date, that's why he has to leave early. Oh, Robo, if only. Trust me, if you know me, if that ever happened, I'd talk about it. I think I would. My buddy, although I don't know, I haven't talked about my buddies over at We Have Issues podcast for a while. I love those guys. Anthony, one of the things he did on his podcast, even before he started dating a girl, he'd start talking about her, and then he'd give the play-by-play, week after week. And it's like, I'm not so sure that's a good idea. And he also, I think, let her know he was doing it, which I guess that's a stand-up thing. So who knows? But I would probably talk about it. I don't know. But I'm kind of saving myself, right, for someone. I don't know who it might be. I wonder where your chin ends and your neck starts. Bare nothingness. Yeah. Takes a lot of cojones to put my fat face on a live stream every morning. It does. But the silver lining is, I don't give a shit. So I got that going for me. Come on, Tone, says Robo. You can stay till 8. Is that 10 minutes really going to affect your DMV visit? Well, see, I gotta think about this. If there's a line at the DMV, which I don't know because I don't regularly go to the DMV. Who would go to the DMV for fun? I hate going. Plus, I hate people telling me what to do, right? I have to get my license updated because I have a meeting with my banker. And I'm going to be filling out some paperwork, where I'm just sure they're going to want up-to-date documentation on me. And I got to really kind of buzz through there. I didn't think about it till late last night. I was like, holy shit, my license. Robo is begging for 10 more minutes. maybe we can come to a happy medium, Robo. Maybe I'll lean in 5 extra minutes. Tank says there's already a line. Good Christ. What if there is? It opens at 8:30. It's going to take me 10 minutes to get there. I don't know. Thank you, Amber. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to sit here and I'm a sucker for attention, I guess. Whatever. I'm going to sit here a little longer. But yeah, the early part of my day, it's going to be bang bang. I got to get shit done. I'm going to be able to free form this afternoon. You like toying with me, Robo? Is that it? You like to see the power that you wield? Oh, good. Chicago Tank's music homework today is Crimson and Clover, Tommy and the Shondells. That's a classic. What is that? Is that reverb on that guitar? It's very, very echoey. I can hear it in my head right now. You would think that I would know the terminology for different audio effects because I'm a musician, but I don't. I don't know. I guess maybe because it's guitar, I don't know about guitar effects. Oh, wait. So Robo, did you ever answer? Are you working today? You slept 10 hours or whatever. I take that kind of to mean maybe you're not working. I don't know. What a deal. How's everyone on Reddit today? Amber Glow asks, do you actually get your updated license today? I sure freaking hope so. I guess I'll find out pretty soon. Uh-oh, Robo's off. I wonder if there's enough time for me to swing over and pick you up for lunch. I don't think there is. Maybe if I charter a jet. In Texas, they mail them back to you, huh? I've got some backup plans. I mean, one thing is, now I don't know if this will matter, but I mean, my bankers know me for 23 years, so it's not like, I mean, they all know me. But that documentation. All right, Tank, you go make some money, man. Have a great day. Yeah, I got to move some money. That's what I'm doing today. Oh, shit, the real ID gets mailed to you? Oh, crap. I'll be damned. Maybe they... Shit, I don't know. Wow, okay. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. Listen, everyone, have a tremendous day. I love you. I like you. Prayers for Georgie Girl, please, would be much appreciated. Much appreciated. I'll give you guys any updates as I get them. Probably some of you, I'll do that offline if you know what I mean. And I love you all. I like you all. I will see you again tomorrow morning. I'll be a little more free and easy. I'll let you all know how it went. In the meantime, don't take any shit from anybody. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.